欢迎来到 China Jedi 新一代。
Welcome to the China Jedi Next Generation Podcast.
这里有非凡卓越的学生，听他们在中国学习、成长和生活的故事。
Our mission: to meet, interview, and showcase the next generation of people and future leaders that will be at the forefront of China's 21st century global achievements and successes.
May the smile be with you.
Oh, WeChat Weixin, WeChat Weixin, WeChat Weixin me.
展示你的才能，测试你的极限，做最好的你自己。
Show your talents, test your limits, be your best.
Hello and welcome to the China Jedi Next Generation Podcast. My name is Huang Xianxi, and I am a student living and studying in China. I was born in 2001, and this is the story of my life.
Yes, listeners, this is the China Jedi Next Generation, where we interview and showcase China's future world leaders, exceptional, high-performing, extremely intelligent, and gifted young people. I am your host, Chris J. Bradshaw, and alongside me, my co-host,
Anthony C. Benton.
And it is indeed a great privilege to be with you here today in our studios.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to China Jedi. Yeah. So first of all, do you have a English name?
Yeah, my English name is Kitty.
Okay, so your English name is Kitty. And what was the reason for calling yourself Kitty?
Maybe because I used to like cats when I was young, but now, not really.
And now you can't change your name now because...
Yeah.
Yeah. This is from Hello Kitty.
Yes.
Okay. How old were you then when you liked
Hello Kitty? Maybe like 3 or 4 years
old.
Oh,
wow. So
you got your English name when you were 4? You chose your English name?
Yeah.
Did you choose it or did your parents choose it?
I said I like cats and they were just... help me choosing it.
Fantastic. Okay, well, lovely, Kitty. That's a great name. Let's talk about your past then and your family. So I think it would be really nice for the listeners and ourselves to know whereabouts you've come from. So can you tell us where your hometown is?
I used to live in Korea, and I came to China at like 4 years old.
Okay, so you're from Korea originally. You were born in Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Korea?
So you were just a kitten when you came to
yes.
China.
Whereabouts in Korea were you born?
Seoul.
Okay, so the city of Seoul. That's a lovely city, Seoul, isn't it?
I haven't been there. I'd like to. I'd like to one day.
Really nice. They eat lots of kimchi, don't they, in Seoul?
Yeah. Spicy food.
Spicy food. What's famous about Seoul? If you went there as a tourist, if Anthony went to Seoul, what would you recommend him to do?
The famous thing is rice cake.
Spicy rice cake. So you suggest he goes to Seoul and eats spicy rice cakes, yeah?
Yes.
Anything else?
Is there a cool thing to go and see?
There are high tower.
The high tower?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot what is it called.
Oh, you can go up a tower, yeah?
Yeah.
Does he have to walk up?
There's an elevator.
There's an elevator. Okay.
Have you been up there?
Yeah.
Is it gives you a great view of
Seoul, yeah.
Cool.
So when did you come to Zhuhai then from Seoul, Kitty? Your parents and you moved to China. How old were you?
At first we went to Macau and we lived like 10 years and we moved to China.
Okay, so you were about 10 years in Macau?
Yeah.
Okay. And your parents coming over from Korea, what was the reason for that to come to Macau? Was it for business or something like this?
Was for business, but they want me to learn more English and Chinese.
Okay. So what actually is, what do your parents do for jobs, if you don't mind us asking?
My mom is
a hairdresser?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hairdresser.
In Zhuhai or in Macau?
It was in Macau, but...
Oh, then she... Okay.
Yeah.
Now she has a different job.
But your parents now are in Korea, aren't they?
Yeah.
Your parents in Korea
they
now?
Moved.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I see.
So they moved back to Korea.
Yeah.
When did they move back to Korea?
A year ago.
Okay, a year ago. Oh, so you're on your own.
Yeah.
Okay. So your mum's a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And so what does your father do, Kitty?
I'm not sure what my father do, but he used to work in Macau, but now he's not working.
Okay. So it's, so you just don't know how to explain it, or is it a secret?
I think it is.
It's a secret?
Really? Secret to you, or secret to everyone?
My father doesn't know how to explain to me.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
It might be very complicated.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No, I have none.
None? Just a single child?
Yeah.
You know, in China, there was a rule where a family could only have one child. Of course, now it's changed.
Yeah.
In Korea, do many families just have one child as well?
I don't think it's the same with China.
So, if your parents are in Korea, who do you live with?
Just myself.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, you have your own apartment, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're very independent.
Yeah, really.
That's really good.
A real Jedi,
yeah,
Anthony.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, do you get on well with your parents? You have a good relationship with your parents?
We have contact.
So if your parents are in Korea, do you miss your family living on your own?
Yeah, probably I'll miss them. But I will be going to Korea next month.
Okay.
Yeah, for the holiday.
Yeah, so it's okay.
And it's not far, is it, to fly?
It's not far.
Yeah, it's not far. Okay, well, make sure you say hello to them when you go from us, yeah? Yeah. Okay, hey, I think it's time for a game. Yeah, let's play Guess the Country.
We've got to remember.
Guess the Country then, listeners, a new game that we've brought out especially for China Jedi Next Generation series. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you some clues, and you basically have to guess what country I'm giving you clues about. So, how many countries are there in the world? 155 altogether?
My geography was not so good at school, so I'm really looking forward to this section.
So, you're going to work together, and when I give you the clues, if you know the country, please don't say anything until the end of the show, so the listeners also can play along with us. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Here is then the first clue. The total land area for our country is 386,662 square miles, which is 1,450 square kilometres, if you like it that way. Okay, pretty big. Yeah. Population. How many people there are? 86,895,099. Probably less or a few more.
Okay, so yeah. more than Britain.
Population of the capital city of this country, 11.2 million.
Wow, just in the capital city.
Yeah, it's the capital city.
Condensed place.
Life expectancy, on average, how long are you going to live if you go living in this country? 73.45 years of age, so 73 years of age, pretty nice, yeah. And the literacy rate, 73.9%, yeah, so three quarters of the people are pretty literate. Religions, predominantly Muslim, 90% are Muslim, predominantly Sunni Muslims. And in terms of languages, Arabic is the official language. English and French are widely understood by the educated classes. Oh, this is a funny one. 2017 Happiness Index, which suggests how happy the country, people living in this country are, out of a total of 155 countries, this country is ranked 104.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really? So quite low then.
Yeah, quite low. So people maybe aren't so happy.
Not so happy then.
Yeah. Arable land, so land that you can farm on, only 2.8%. Yeah, 2.87%. Industries, textiles, food processing, tourism, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, hydrocarbons, construction, cement, metals, and light manufacturing. Natural resources, this might get you going here. Petroleum, natural gas, iron ore, phosphates, manganese, limestone, gypsum, talc, asbestos, lead and zinc. Yeah. And you want an interesting fact?
Absolutely.
Beer was invented in this country.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh no, I know that, but I don't know that.
The famous proverb that originated from this country, here we go, know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world, for this would be to project your illusion. To teach, one must know the nature of those whom one is teaching. A famous proverb from this country of sorts. And finally, before we move on, I'll give you the colours of their flag. They are red, white and black. And listeners, they have bemused faces, both of them.
What do you think, Kitty? Have you got any idea?
No, pretty difficult.
Kitty's shaking her head.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll come back to that later and we'll give you some extra clues. Fantastic. So let's talk about more about the now, Kitty. What you're doing and who you are. So Kitty, tell us what exactly you do in Zhuhai.
I'm a middle student and just studying for IELTS and just study like Chinese people.
To some listeners that maybe don't know what IELTS is, oh. Can you tell them what is it? Because it's IELTS, right?
Yeah. IELTS. It's a test of English, like how good your English is.
Do you have to take tests?
Yeah, I have to.
And they give you different levels, is it?
Yeah, there is levels and see your how good is your English.
Okay. And it helps you if you travel internationally, right?
Yeah.
Then you can say, look, my level is this.
Yeah,
so you're studying for your IELTS, and of course this is alongside studying your Chinese curriculum in middle school, yeah? Now, also, you just joined this middle school, haven't you? Because last year you were at
QSI
International School, yeah, where we have interviewed
the headmaster
of. So, how are you finding the difference between being in an international school, Kitty, and now going into a Chinese middle school?
It's really different because in Chinese school, everything is in Chinese, and when I was in QSI, everything was in English, and it's better to me to see all the questions and books, and even the math questions are all in Chinese.
Mm.
Is it easier for you in English then?
Yeah, Chinese is too hard.
But amazing that you managed to speak and read in Chinese and English, and of course Korean, your native language.
Yeah.
So you're doing a good job. Yeah. Pat yourself on the back.
So what's a usual day for you like? Explain a day for us. What do you do in a normal day?
Yeah, what time do you go to school? What is your school actually? What's the name of your school, the middle school?
It's called Dongfang Foreign Experimental School.
Dongfang Foreign Experimental School. And that's in Nanping, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, what time do you go to school in the mornings? Is it early? You know, what time do you leave? Give us a normal
We start school at 8:30 and ended up at 4:20 or 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And you have a lunch break.
Two hours break.
Oh, 2 hours for lunch. Do you stay in school for lunch?
Yeah, we all stay in school.
Stay in school to study, yeah? Lots of studying. So we had a little bit of an idea of the difference between the international school and the Chinese school. But do you enjoy being in a Chinese middle school? Do you enjoy going there every day?
Yeah, but it's tired.
Tiring? Really? Do you get more homework?
Yeah, we have a lot of homework. But it's hard.
So what's good about going to your middle high school? Give it a good thing.
Maybe friends.
Okay.
All. And teachers, but not homework.
Yeah, well, who likes homework, huh? Your friends, are they all Chinese?
Yeah, they are all Chinese.
Okay, so you're a bit different.
What's your favorite subject at school?
Maybe English.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Probably so. You're pretty good at it, yeah? So when you're not at school, like on the weekend, do you have to go to school on the weekend? Because lots of Chinese schools, you have to go, right?
Oh, our school doesn't have to go to.
Okay, that's nice. So what do you do on weekends normally, apart from homework?
Playing with friends and hanging out.
Hanging out?
Yeah.
What's hanging out mean in Zhuhai, China? What does hanging out mean?
Hanging out?
Yeah, what do you do when you hang out?
Go out playing with friends outside.
Where do you go?
Singing. Or
what, KTV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anthony likes KTV.
I might like it, but people listening to
me yeah,
don't,
we don't
do not
yeah.
like it.
So KTV, what else?
And maybe watch movies.
Okay.
What's your favourite movie?
My favourite movie is Now You See Me Too.
Now You See, I don't think I've seen that. What's that about?
Is that new? Is that a new movie? Now You See Me
Too? Not really new. It's about magic.
Oh, I like magic. That's yeah. good. What kind? Okay. General story? What happens?
A lot of people who knows how to magic, and they're all really cool.
Okay. Is it better than Harry Potter?
No.
I was going to say, that would be difficult because I really like Harry Potter.
Hang on. Now You See Me 2. So is there a Now You See Me 1?
Yeah.
Is the Now You See Me 1 not very good?
It's good, but not better than the...
Oh, the second one's better.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often, does it?
Well, sometimes, I guess. There are some good ones. Indiana Jones, Star Wars.
So, what's your favourite hobby that you like to do then, normally, apart from hanging out?
I like to play piano.
Okay.
So I'll play piano.
How long have you played piano for?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So you started about around 14, yeah, playing the piano?
Yeah.
So do you practice every day?
Not every day, like 2 days a week.
Do you have a private teacher teaching you?
Not private teacher, but in a school, there's a teacher who can teach me.
Oh, okay, cool. So you have a music teacher at school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So I think, Anthony, we should play a little bit of Kitty's piano skills. You've got a recording, haven't you, of some of your piano stuff?
Yeah.
So let's play a little bit of this. You recorded this. Where were you when you recorded this?
I was in school.
Okay, in your middle school, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here you go. It's Kitty on the piano. Do you like school lunch when you eat? How's the food in school?
That's no good.
Oh, really? No?
Yeah.
It's not good, yeah? What's your favourite food that you like to eat normally then?
Meat.
Meat?
Just yeah. meat.
just what particular type of meat?
Steak.
Steak? Very nice. There you go. And of course, no steak at your school.
Yeah.
I think Koreans like steak, though, right? I've been to a Korean barbecue in the past, and they like beef, right?
Yeah.
So, a little bit different. Which do you prefer, though? Like a Western style steak or a Korean?
I think Western is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better.
Yeah. Okay, so steak. Ah, I'm sure a lot of listeners would agree with a good steak now and then.
Do you watch any English TV?
No. What's that?
No. Sorry, any like Western TV? Do you like any TV shows?
I don't really watch TVs.
Korean TV? Oh, none.
Too busy, like Anthony, doing homework. Not like you.
Because I know Korean TV is very popular in China, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, you like that
one?
Yeah, you
do
watch
Korean.
That. Okay. Do your friends like it too?
Yeah, they always ask me.
Really?
When I lived in Japan, all the Japanese loved to watch Korean TV, and they were always very romantic, like the love stories. Yeah, is that what the Chinese like to watch as well? That
yes.
Same kind of thing. Yeah, the Koreans are very good at that kind of drama genre.
Are Korean people very romantic then?
In drama, but not
just a TV, not real life.
Behind the screen.
What
yeah,
about a book? Do you have a favorite book?
A book. Fault in Our Stars.
Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, is that an English book?
Yeah.
Fault in Our Stars, yeah? Is that like stars as in like horoscopes, like astrology? Or what's that about, Fault in Our Stars?
I believe it's a fiction.
It's about...
Magic!
No. a girl and a boy fall in love and the girl got cancer.
Oh dear. Does she die?
I forgot.
Must have been a great book then, Kitty. Okay, lovely. So you talked about your piano playing, which is a great talent to have. What would you say some of your strengths are then? You play the piano. Talking more about kind of yourself, what strengths would you say you have?
I also can play guitar.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
A one-woman band.
So do you sing as well?
Yeah. And drum.
Oh, wow.
You really are a one-woman band, eh?
Yeah. Like Dick Van Dyke, Mary Poppins.
Can you do all three at the same time?
No.
That'd be a good idea. Okay, Miles, so you're really into music.
What about anything
fantastic.
Else? Anything else you're good at?
No, I have learned dancing too.
Okay, what type of dance?
Just Korean dance.
Okay. They're like traditional Korean dance with the... You remember those the dresses that they wear in Korea? The big,
sure.
Colourful dresses, that type of...
Yeah.
You dance with those on, yeah?
Is it similar to Chinese traditional dancing, or...? Very different.
Korean tradition dance.
But is it kind of the same as Chinese? Are they similar in a way or very different?
Not really different, but I think it's similar.
Okay.
Still a bit different, yeah. So, lots of strengths. What about your weaknesses? What are you not so good at?
Math.
Oh, really?
So bad at math.
Of course, Chinese students are very good at math, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you find that hard to struggle with, yeah?
Yeah, that's hard.
Anthony is the same. He's not very good at maths. I'm not so good at maths.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
What about juggling? You good at juggling?
I have tried.
Oh, really? I thought I'd just throw a random weakness in there, but you can juggle too. Damn.
Yeah, math is... thankfully, we have calculators, yeah? Calculators are very...
What about
very
in general life? Is there anything you...
Weakness.
Don't like doing or something that you're not very good at?
Cockroaches.
Cockroaches?
So you don't like bugs?
You're scared of cockroaches,
yeah?
Do you scream if you see one?
Yes.
Do you run across the room?
Whole school will listen to my scream.
Okay. The screaming cockroach. Okay. Okay. So in terms of, personality, how would you describe your personality, Kitty?
Maybe kind to friends.
Kind to friends, yeah. Are you kind of quite shy or quite outgoing?
I will be shy at first, but if I go out with friends a lot, and then I will be like really crazy.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. I like that. Calm at first and then crazy. that's a good combination, Kitty. Very good combination.
So can we ask, do you have a boyfriend?
Anthony.
Yes.
Not asking me, I'm married, don't be shy.
No, I think...
Very beautiful young lady, but...
You mean yes, he can ask you the question, or you mean yes, you do have a boyfriend?
Both.
Okay, lovely, lovely. So, of course, I'm sure your boyfriend will be listening to this. So what's his name?
Chinese name?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Lü Xiyuan.
Lü Xiyuan. Ni hao, Lü Xiyuan.
Yeah, handsome boy.
Yes, really.
why do you like him then? Just because he's handsome? Is he funny?
It's everything he got. Funny, handsome, and
good
at study.
Lovely. So he's Chinese?
Yes.
And you met him at school?
At school.
At your new school?
Yeah. Same grade.
Okay, fantastic. Is he good at math?
I don't think so.
Oh, so he can't help you. Oh, never mind. Okay, so do you think... this is another personal question. Do you think you'll get married one day, Kitty? That's something you can see yourself doing?
I think that's hard because I will be going to Canada next year.
Okay.
No, but not necessarily to your boyfriend now.
I mean, in the future.
In the future.
Yeah, would you like to get married in the future?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, and in
the future.
In the future, of course. And what about children? Would you like to have children?
Yeah, but not... too much.
What's too much?
Too much is too hard to...
But maybe like how many is too much? One, two, three?
Three.
Three's too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Two would be okay.
Two's okay.
Would you like a boy and a girl?
Yeah. That's...
Okay, that's very nice. I think we've got a good insight into Kitty there. Thank you, Kitty. Really, really good English. Okay, I think it's time for another game. I love games. It's time to beat the expert. Because this is just the way it's meant to be. Beat the expert, then. This is another new game, unique to the China Jedi Next Generation. Sitting over there, Kitty, is, of course, my esteemed host, Anthony. He is the expert.
Yes. Said in quotation marks, the supposed expert.
He likes to think he knows lots of things, and, of course, we can judge that by ourselves. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a question, and you're going to have to come up with the answer.
Okay.
So you're going to work against each other. You're going to give me your answer, and expert over there is going to give me his. And whoever is closest will be the winner. So if you're closest, you've beat the expert. If he's closest, you haven't beaten the expert. Okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go, then. Here's the question. Get your scribble pads out. The question is, how long is the Great Wall of China in kilometres? How long is the Great Wall of China in kilometres? Discuss that.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a long wall, right? Got to think about the length of China.
Kitty's face, listeners, is frozen here.
I've never been there.
But how... it's a very long wall, right? You obviously know about the Great Wall. So how long, stretching from one end all the way to the other end? What sort of... how many kilometres do you think it is?
Maybe there's 100.
Just 100 kilometres?
Oh,
that's not very long, is it?
It's pretty long. I wouldn't like to walk 100 kilometres.
Well, I mean, it's a long walk, but if you think about China, China's pretty big, right? And it's a long wall.
Well, what are you thinking then, expert?
Ooh, I was thinking something along the lines of 3,000 to 4,000.
Kilometres?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a big wall.
It does stretch pretty much across... a lot of China, right?
I think a good anchor point here for you and the listeners is to think, when you're on an aeroplane, how many kilometres to fly back to England?
Well, if you fly to Beijing, that's what? 4, 5... No, hang on a minute.
Hang on a minute. It's all changing now.
I am getting my kilometres mixed up, aren't I? So what, 5 or 6 to England? Okay, let's scrap the 3 or 4 then. That is too long, isn't it?
Okay, we'll wrap it up. What we're going to do is... in this game, the expert will go first with their defined answer.
Okay.
And then the special guest, will follow with theirs.
I shall adjust my previous answer. I'm going to say maybe 1,366.
Okay, 1,366 kilometers from Antony. What do you think, Kitty? How long is the Great Wall of China in kilometers?
780
kilometers.
So you've jumped up a bit from 100 then.
Yeah.
Do the as you should through discussion and further thinking. Do the maths, listeners. There, the difference between the expert and our special guest.
Do you have any facts there from where it starts and ends? I've forgotten.
You can look up the facts yourself, okay. Mr. Benton. The listeners just want to know the answer, as I'm sure Kitty and you do as well. So then we asked, how long is the Great Wall in kilometres, listeners? The expert, Nostrabendus, said 1,363 kilometres. Kitty said 780 kilometres. The answer is a staggering 6,430 kilometres long.
I thought it was really, really long.
Which means the winner today is the expert.
Even though I was miles away.
Yes, you were both very far away.
I remember reading it was that length, but obviously didn't recall that.
Of course you did, Ostromanza. But isn't that incredible? 6,430 kilometres long. You know, I said when I was a little boy, my grandmother went to China in the early 80s. She's passed on now. And she said she walked some of the Great Wall. And we agreed, my grandmother and me, that one day we would walk along the whole of the Great Wall of China together.
Good luck with that, then.
Yes.
I think you'll be beating down some jungle as well.
I think that was a little bit too, how do you say?
It does twist and turn a bit, right? And go up and down mountains and...
Yes, it does.
So.
Up and down, yeah. Tough. That's a long way. Okay, well done. Never mind. You were well far off there, expert.
Yes, not a good expert.
But you still remain the expert.
Sort of stuck near my initial answer.
Okay, let's go into another section then now. Let's talk about, Kitty, your future goals and aspirations. So then, I'd like to begin this section, your future, with an inspirational life quote. Your favourite quote in life that you inspires you. Do you have one of those?
Just be yourself.
I like that.
Good quote. Very good. It's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
be
that at
yourself.
All. Be yourself. Yeah.
Which is a good philosophy in this day and age, because it seems with all people on the stuff on their phones and everything, they're always trying to pretend to be someone else, aren't they? They're always giving forward an image of who you want people to think you are, rather than, as you say, being yourself. Very good, Kitty.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Be yourself. Okay, so now you're at school, obviously you're at middle school, and then after middle school you're going to go to high school, I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your plan when you finish school? Where do you want to go? You mentioned Canada earlier. But,
yeah, I really like to go to Canada to study university.
Why Canada?
Because English.
Just to improve your English. Yeah, but why then not America or England?
My mom told me that America is hard at school and it's hard to go into it.
Oh, hard to get into?
So,
okay.
Well, Canada accepts anyone, don't they? Let's be honest.
A lot of Chinese like going to Canada, though, don't they?
Yeah, there are a lot of Chinese people.
Asians in general, yeah.
That's great. I've never been. I'd love to. Have you been to Canada before? No.
No.
I mean, so you want to go to Canada to university?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to study in university?
Things about pilot.
Okay. Things about pilots.
So aviation, the aviation world. So, because you'd like to become a pilot.
Yeah. What's
right?
What's your dream job? What do you want to be?
Yeah, I want to be a pilot.
You want to be a pilot?
Yeah.
That is a curveball there. I would never have thought that. That's fantastic.
What do you want to fly? You want to like be in the military, or you want to fly airlines?
Kites.
Fly airlines.
Wow.
Okay, so commercial. Pilot.
Any particular airline company, a Korean company, or Virgin, or something like this?
Not yet.
doesn't matter, yeah?
Yeah.
My cousin was a pilot for British Airways.
Oh.
Yeah, British Airways. And now he does private jets. Incredible job. I mean, some people say it's like an upmarket bus driver, but I would say absolutely not. You know, it's a little bit more than that, isn't it? So you want to go to aviation school, yeah? That's quite long, yeah, for studying, I think. Yeah. Zhuhai has a very... they've got a big aviation school here. Yeah, they do, because I've met one of the guys who does the simulators for the testing, for the pilots.
Why do you want to be a pilot?
It's fun.
Yeah?
But you need to be good at math, but I'm bad at math.
Yes, I don't know if I'd like to be in your aeroplane, Kitty. could be a bit dangerous, couldn't it?
No.
No? Okay. So you want to go and study aviation. So would you do that in Canada?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do, yeah? Go to Canada and study aviation. So what countries have you actually been to? Of course, you live in China. You're from Korea. Have you been anywhere else in the world?
Hong Kong, Shenzhen, and... Philippines.
Okay, you've been to the Philippines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like the Philippines?
It was too hot.
Oh, really? Really? Anthony loves the Philippines.
But you're just a holiday there, right?
Yeah.
Not studying or anything?
Not studying.
Did you go to the beach? Or?
Yeah, the beach.
Mm.
It was... The water was so salty.
Yeah, it does tend to be seawater.
So
yeah.
if you could get a return ticket, if you could fly somewhere and come back... Where would you go? If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you like to go?
I want to go to America.
To America?
America.
Okay.
Nice. Whereabouts?
Boston.
Boston. Yeah. Oh, cool. We got friends in Boston. We can hook them up with you. That'd be awesome. Boston's a lovely place.
There's a school, Berkeley. I want to be in there.
Hang on a minute.
A well-renowned school.
So
right?
You're going to go aviation school in Canada,
yeah.
And then you're going to go to Berkeley?
Just to see how is it.
Just to see it, yeah. Okay, Berkeley, eh? Well, why don't you try and go to Berkeley for university?
Because my mum said music is not okay for me.
Okay, right. So you want to... Music, yeah.
I wanted music, but my mum said...
So you want to study music?
Yeah.
Okay. But you also want to study to be a pilot?
Yeah.
Or how about you want to be a pilot and play music at the same time? okay, but Berkeley, you can study music at Berkeley, no?
But Berkeley is professional and hard for me to...
Well...
You mean you don't think you could get the standards to reach Berkeley?
Yeah. Anything's possible, Kitty. Anything is certainly possible. Isn't it wonderful at this age, Anthony, to have so many different things you want to do in life?
Absolutely. If you asked me at 16 where I was going, I wouldn't have had a clue.
Well, you'd probably say musician, rock star, pilot, the whole thing in one, wouldn't you?
Spaceman.
Yeah, spaceman. Okay, marvellous. That's really great. So if we could, we would give you a return ticket now for you to go to Berkeley. For a week or so. I actually think Kitty thought I was going to give her one. There was a smile on your face. Maybe one day, Kitty, as the next generation grows. I do think it's time to get back into the games again. Let's go back into Guess the Country. We've got to remember. Guess the Country then. Yes, earlier on I gave you some clues of what country I was maybe asking you to think about. Of course, it looks like you're a little bit cold at the moment, so would you like some extra clues?
I'm sure Kitty would.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you some extra clues, and I'm sure you'll then definitely know this country. So, extra clue number one, the national symbol of this country is the Golden Eagle of Saladin, or Saladin. The Golden Eagle of Saladin is the national symbol. Currency is the blah, 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 pound. It's the something pound, okay? I can't give you the something, because that would be...
The name of the country.
Obviously. And finally, any idea?
I'm leaning towards Saudi Arabia, I guess, would be the obvious one.
Okay, the researcher at the time, I can't give away the capital city, so the... Because capital cities, if the listeners are listening now, tell me the capital city, you're just going to know. So what I want to do is I want to get an answer from both of you. Then I'll give you the capital city and the answer. Okay, how about that? So who wants to go first?
Kitty, you have a clue?
I don't know about countries. Maybe Indonesia.
Indonesia. Good answer. Anthony, what are you thinking?
Well, it's something in the Middle East, isn't it? Not much arable land, so that leans towards desert. You're talking about petroleum as the natural resource. Beer, the pound, so the Saudi Arabian pound, is it? I'm trying to think which country uses the pound. I'm going to stick with Saudi Arabia.
Okay, so we've got Saudi Arabia. Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's United Arab Emirates, because the population sounds too big.
Okay, we got the...
So you could go with Iran or Iraq, but no... Saudi Arabia, I'll stick with that.
We've got Saudi Arabia and we've got Indonesia, and I would say, well, maybe you can group together and come up with one, but I think it's probably best by the sound of it that you've come out with come out with your own country. Okay, listeners, so for guess the country, Kitty has said Indonesia, which is a fair guess, I think, and Anthony has said Saudi Arabia. The answer is, well, I'll give you the capital city. The capital city of this country is Cairo. And the answer is Egypt.
I can't believe it.
Egypt.
I think somewhere in the middle.
Egypt. There you go.
So it's the Egyptian pound, right? Okay.
The Egyptian pound, yeah. Beer was invented in Egypt.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I forgot you said that.
Oh, here we go. Duh. Nostra Ventus. You really
are. I forgot about that fact.
You really are quite something. Right, okay. Let's get into our final game then. This is a wonderful game. It's called Word Chain Challenge. On the sounds and the words of yesterday. Word Chain Challenge then. What we're going to do is we're going to get a ticker timer going. And I'm going to give you a word, okay, a word of the day, Kitty. And then Anthony is going to come up with a word that's associated with that word, something that's linked to it in his head. And then you're going to come up with something that's linked to that word.
I
guess we'll always go first.
Okay, so Kitty.
Now, the only thing with this game is, while the timer's on, I'm going to give you 3 seconds, each of you, to come out with your word. So if you don't think of a word within 3 seconds, I will ring the bell and the timer will stop and that will be it. Okay? If you say a word also that's actually not really associated with it, it's completely bizarre. For example, I would say water and you would say my mum, then I will call up and say that is not a word associated
with
it.
My mum drinks water?
Yes, okay. Association has to be a clear association. And then what we do at the end, Kitty, is you will have a timer, and as long as you have been able to carry on the game, we will note down the time and we will put it into our China Jedi Word Change Challenge League table. So, of course, you will be at the top today as our first guest on this show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go, then. The word of today is Egypt.
Country.
Place.
Water.
Drink.
Plants.
Grow.
Tree.
Leaves.
Green.
Yellow.
Black.
Night.
Clouds.
Rain.
Rain.
Repetition of the word.
I like how you did the night and then went to day. I like the black night and sky. That was very good. Okay, tough.
How long did you get?
25.50. They need 26. Very good, Kitty.
So you are the benchmark, Kitty, for any future guests we get. They all have to try and beat you now.
That's too short.
Oh, Kitty's not happy. I think that's pretty good. It's better than 10 seconds.
Okay.
That's for sure. Okay, great. That was the Word Chain Challenge, listeners. Time to go into our last section then. It's our final special thoughts. I wanted just to say to you, thank you. Okay, so we begin special thoughts, first of all, with talking a little bit about music. It's close to our hearts in China Jedi. Now, I'm sure you like to listen to music, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favourite kind of... I know this is a difficult question, but what's your favourite type of genre of music?
Acoustic,
yeah. Of course, because you like to play
guitar.
The guitar, yeah. Yeah, you can't beat a bit of good acoustic.
So you prefer just to listen to the music without singing, or just hear the music?
Yeah, anything.
Why acoustic? It's what's the reason that you like acoustic more than other types of genres?
It's quiet and relaxing.
And romantic.
Relaxing.
Okay, not romantic.
What kind of acoustic then? Do they involve the instruments that you like, with piano and guitar and drums, or so kind of rocky style acoustic,
not
or
rocky style, like quiet?
Yeah, I understand.
So it's more soothing, relaxing acoustic.
Well, there's lots of types of acoustic genres, but okay, very nice. So, what's your favourite song? Do you have a favourite song?
Too Much.
You mean you have, that's the name of the song, or you have too many favourite
songs? I'll say that would be a great title for a song. Too Much!
So, do you have one that comes to mind? Because, of course, it changes a lot, doesn't it?
Ed Sheeran,
yes, British singer.
Yeah, he has a lot of acoustic music.
Yes, very true.
Yeah.
Okay, so what any particular song of Ed Sheeran's you like?
New song. What is it called again?
Christ's got many, hasn't he?
That would be another great title for a song, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what's it called again?
What is it called again?
All right, Anthony. Cripes. Off to the KTV for you. Okay, well, anyway, Ed Sheeran's got lots of songs. So, yeah, great, great singer. We all love Ed Sheeran here. Flying the flag, Anthony. Okay, so we're going to come to the end of this podcast today with... we always allow our guests to say a special message to someone special in their lives. Your message today is going to be to who?
Maybe my parents.
Your parents, yeah, your mum and dad. And, of course, because you're Korean, studying, living in China, and also speak good English, we're going to do your special message in Korean first, your native language. Then we're going to do it in Chinese, and then we're going to do it in English, okay? So thank you for three renditions of your special message. So are you ready to go with this?
Not really.
Okay.
No, we'll give you time. That'd be great, though, three languages. When you're flying your own aeroplane, you can do the announcements yourself, right? You'll have to make sure you do China to Korea airline.
It's good practice. So, okay, so fire away when you're ready with your special message.
한국에 있는 우리 엄마 되게 보고 싶고 이렇게 혼자 중국에 있는데 엄마 아빠는 한국에서 일하고 있고 나는 혼자서 여기서 공부하고 굉장히 약간 힘들어도 좀 있으면은 만나니까 조금만 기다리고 열심히 공부할 테니까 나중에 비행기장 돼서 만나.
Fantastic. And in Chinese?
在 한국에 엄마, 오빠, 还有 很多 亲戚 在 한국. 我 自己 一个人 在 中国 很 无聊. 可是 又 要 自己 一个人 在 这里. 所以 我 下个月 就 去 한국 了. 那 我 就 可 以 见 到 你 了. 所以 我 就在这里好好学习 然后以后当飞行员 然后去见你吧 你也要好好跟我爸一起在韩国 好好生活 然后到时候一起去加拿大见面.
Lovely.
And of course,
and the last one
for our international English. Western listeners, summarize that special message you just said in English, Kitty.
For my mom, dad, and in Korea, and I'm alone in China. It's really hard to live by myself, but I will be going back to Korea next month, so I will be seeing you next month. And I still need to stay in China to study for a year, and I will be missing you both. And I will become, in the future, I will become a pilot and look for your guys, you guys. And I hope you will be good in Korea. And I will also be good in China.
Wonderful.
That's a really nice message. Well done, Kitty. Mm-hmm. Very heartfelt.
Have you enjoyed being on the show today with us?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's really nice. Well, Kitty, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you today. You are indeed a true China Jedi. We're going to finish with an original piece of music. This is Keep It Together by the John Camp Band. This is China Jedi, the Next Generation.
Got me babbling on like a fat chin baby on a Saturday morning, and it's all I can do not to act like a fool for you. You got me sitting my soul down there picking my tunes. You got me licking my wounds, and it's all I can do not to lose my cool for you. It's like, ooh, that's not at all what I meant to say. Oh, how could it come out that way? You know my tongue gets all tied up in knots, even though I try to give it everything that I got. And though it's all I can do to keep it together whenever you come around my way, it's every single day. Every little thing that you do is super, super fly. Like changing the wheels on your automobile or sitting down by my side. It's the little thing you see, like the ring around the moon, the matter to me, or keep choking me up when I wanna come with something super clever or sugar sweet. It's like, ooh, that's not at all what I meant to say. Oh, how could it come out that way? You know my tongue gets tied up in knots, even though I try to give it everything that I got. And oh, it's all I can to keep it together whenever you come around my way. Hey, every day. I'll... But what you will never see is me bothering to try to change a thing. You see, I like it just like this. I like it just like that. I like it just the way it's been. So let's me and you try to keep it together just like we do. Like we do, you know, yeah. Take it wrong. Come along, long little mama, mama, like we do. Every little thing that we do for me and you, we do.
Thank you for listening to the China Jedi podcast, shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.